Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Beis. We are holding on daf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Krisus. And Maseches Krisus, first of all, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. Maseches Krisus is not only about Krisus, meaning it's the first Mishnah talks about the 36 cases for which one is Chayiv Kares. And generally speaking, when someone is chayiv kares, not just generally speaking, if a person does an avera for which if he does it b'mezid without edim and asra, he's chayiv kares. If he does it b'shogeg, he's chayiv a korban chatas for that avera. So much of the Masechta is going to talk about korban chatas, but not only korban chatas, also korban asham, different korbanos that a person is chayiv when they do particular averos, and that's why the Masechta is in Seder Kodshim, because Krisus has nothing to do with Kachim, but Chataos has a lot to do with Kachim. So that's what Maseches Krisus is about. It's the idea of Kares is a Machlokas Rishon, and what exactly Kares entails. Rashi holds that not only is the person himself who violates the Yisr Kares, is his life cut short, and that he dies at a young age, but also Zaro Nichras, because the Pasuk, when it talks about the Chiyuv Kares of someone who marries Eishes Achiv, the Pasuk says, Aririm Yehiyu. So Rashi says, that's Megale on all Chayav Krisus. That's the nature of a Chiyuv Kares, that a person is going to be childless. Rashi over here actually writes only that he's Mace below Banim, not that that he himself dies young. But the Be'er Sheva points out that Rashi is just telling us the Chiddush part of Kares, meaning the fact that he dies young himself, that's obvious that he's going to get his own personal punishment. But then in addition to that, there's a chiddush that he's meis ariri. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Yes, Tosfos agrees that there's a pasuk that says by one of the chayavei krisus that aririm yiyu, but who says that's true of all of the chayavei krisus? That's only dafka for that one of the chayavei krisus. When exactly does the person die? So that's the sugi maseches moed katan. Somewhere between the age of 50 and 60 is the age for chayavei krisus. So the Mishnah is going to list 36 chayavei krisus. So first that's going to take up the Amud Aleph, is going through the 36 averos for which one is chayiv kares if he doesn't b'mezid without edim and asra'a, and they all have different rules. What happens if you do them b'mezid with edim and asra'a? They're not all the same. Some of them you're chayiv misas bezdin, some of them you're chayiv malkus, and which misas bezdin? Some of them skila, some of them shreifa. So they're all over the map in terms of what the real chiyuv is, but without edim and asra'a, what they all have in common is b'mezid. Without edim and asra'a, you're chayiv kares. The Gemara's first focus is going to be on the first two words of the Masechta, Shloshim v'sheish. We know how to count. We can count 36. So why do we have to mention the number? So the Gemara is going to discuss why we mention the number over here, and then use that as a springboard into a discussion in six other places in Shas. We also mention a number. What is the number teaching me in those six other places in Shas? Of course, there are more than six other Mishnayos in Shas that mention numbers. We'll see why it is that we specifically choose these six to ask about. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how many krisos one is chayiv for violating multiple arayos, meaning if a person violates multiple arayos, behelem echad, is he chayiv multiple karbanos and multiple, karis can only have one, but he's chayiv multiple karbanos chatas for those arayos, or do we assume that no, it's all the same avera, and therefore he's only going to be chayiv once, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of why it is that the Torah writes beferish by achoso that there's a chayiv kares, when the Torah already tells me that I'm chayiv kares for all arayos. So we're going to have a lot of discussion around that pasuk of achoso. So before we actually get into the 36 chayav krisus, there's an issue that the achronim deal with, the Yaruch Lener and others. The Yaruch Lener is one of the primary achronim. There aren't that many achronim on Maseches Krisus. The Yaruch Lener dafka tried to write a Masechtos that not so many others wrote about. So he has on krisus and he has on nida, but we haven't had Yaruch Lener in a while. So the Yaruch Lener and other achronim raise the issue why we only have a Mishnah that lists the Chayav Krisos. Why don't we have a Mishnah that lists the Chayav Misos Bidei Shemayim? Someone who eats Tevel, someone who eats Truma Betuma. So some of the Acharim suggest that we're only going to have a Mishnah that lists those things that have a Nafkamina Bidei Adam. And since there is a Halacha the Chayav Krisos Shalaku Ar Niftur Mikrisasa, and it's a Machlokas in the Gemara, but we assume that Chayav Krisos Akat Malkus are Pata from the Kari. The Gemara Darshan's Masechet toward the end of Masechet Makos, so it's Nogel Lemaisa, because when you say that someone is Chayav Kares, now I know it's important to know that he's Chayav Kares, because now I know that if I give him Malkus, he's going to be Potter from that Kares. But by Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's no Nafkamina for Bezen Shalmata, so there's no need for a Tana to list off the Misa B'dei Shemayim on their own. Yoruch Lenero, however, says that no, by Misa B'dei Shemayim also, if you get Malkus, you're Potter from the Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Chora, if Malkus is enough to pater you from Chayav Krisus, which is more severe, it should be enough to pater you from Misa B'dei Shemayim. So he has to give a different reason why we don't have a Mishnah that discusses Misa B'dei Shemayim. He says then that reason is because there's no nafkamina for Bezen Shlamata in the fact that there are Chayav Misa Klape Shemayim, as opposed to Chayav Krisus, that there is a nafkamina in the fact that there are Chayav Karis, in that if they do Peshogig the Chayav Karban. By Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's no such rule that if you do Peshogig Chayav Karban Chatos, but that's the nafkamina that we're talking about, that you Chayav Karban if you do it Peshogig. Okay, so let's begin. Shloshim V'sheish Krisus Batara, there are 36 Krisus in the Torah. If you do it B'mezid without Edim and Asra'ah, one is going to be Chayav Kares for violating B'mezid without Edim and Asra'ah. Now, as we said before, some of these averos, if you do it with Edim and Asra'ah, you chayiv Misas Bezdin, like Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Some of them you chayiv only Malkus, like Abal and Nida. Some of them, all those things that you chayiv Krisos, that Bezdin gives you Malkus from, the Gemara Mesachas Malkus says, would be enough to pater you from your Kares. The Aruch Lenera says, you know, why does it have to say the words Batorah, Shloshim V'sheish Krisos Batorah? Why not just say, like we would normally say, Eluhein HaNichrasin, right? We have a parak Eluhein HaLokin in the third parak of Maseches Makos. We have Eluhein HaNiskalin in Maseches Sanhedrin. Why not have Eluhein HaNichrasin? So the Aruch Lenera explains, because we want to be memayit those things that are chayiv karis min divrei Kabbalah, meaning habo al hagoya. The Gemara says if someone is boel a non-Jewish, so then he's going to be chayiv karis mi divrei Kabbalah, and there's no chayiv chatos pishogeg when you're boel when you do something that's only chayiv karis mi divrei Kabbalah. So that's what we dafka want to highlight shalosh m'sheish krisus bat Torah. Why do we need to be memayit that which you chayiv mi divrei Kabbalah? So the Aruch Lenera points out that the whole reason that we have a Mishnah about Chayav Krisus is to tell me about the Chayav Chatas, that if you do a Bishogeg, you're Chayav Chatas. Well, if you're Chayav Karis Midivrei Kabbalah, there is no Chayav Chatas. So we dafka want to highlight that no, these are only about the 36 Krisus in the Torah. So let's go through the 36 Krisus in the Torah. Remember, this is the first daf I ever learned with Rabbi Rosner, and it was very humbling, because he had a lumdus to say on all 36. You know, he had his bekiyus and lumdus, is unbelievable. So, but we're not going to get a lumdus. This and all that we're going to list them. Habal aim, someone who's boel his own mother, valacious av, or his father's wife. The Rishonim already bound by the Kashas Shidnik Betzes over here in Osbeis. Every time you have a mother, it's also Eishas Av. So isn't that the same Isser? So Shidnik Betzes quotes from Tosos that the Isser of Eishas Aviv is only Bechaye Aviv, whereas the Isser of Aim is even Liachar Misas Aviv. So the Isser of Aim goes beyond Eishas Aviv. In the Cheshek Shlomo, he says the Isser of Eishas Aviv is Shayach Liachar Misas Aviv as well. He doesn't understand why. Where Tos got that from. He thinks the Yisr Veshas Aviv applies even Lachar Misas Aviv. So why is it that I need an Isr of Aim if automatically every Aim is Eishas Aviv? So the Cheshek Shlomo says differently than the Shittim Betzes B'Shem Tosos. He says that Eishas Av is only someone who actually was married halachically to the father. Imo is even Anusas Aviv, where there is no Isra of Eishas Av, where the Av was Ma'anis, a woman, and he was the product of that onus. So that's also included in Imo. That's what Imo adds that we don't already have from Eshes Av. Viala Kala, someone who's Baal is daughter-in-law. Habala Zachar, or a male who's Baal another male. Viala Behema, or is Baal an animal. V'isha Mavia Habehema Ala, a woman who's Nivellas to an animal. Habaal Isha Ubita, someone who's Baal a woman and her daughter. The Brice of Maseches Yevamos tells us that the Isra of Isha Ubita is only Bederech Nisuin, that if one of them was married to him, so then it's Asur Lavo Al Bita O Al Ima, to the person of the person that he was married to. But if he's Boel, both of them Derech Znus, then there's no Isra, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sikach, and Lashem Kicha, Kicha is a Lashem of Kiddushin. Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephron, that's where we learn Kiddusha Kesef. Ki Yikach Ish Isha, the Pasuk says, that's a Lashem of Kiddushin. So this is only, Isha Ubita is only if one of them was not Derech Znus, if one of them was through marriage. Eshes Ish, someone who's Boel and Eshes Ish, is Chayev Kares. Haba Alachoso, someone who's Boel, his own sister. Valachos Aviv, or his father's sister. Valachos Imo, or his mother's sister. Valachos Ishto, or his wife's sister. Val Eishes Achiv, his brother's wife. Val Eishes Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife. And then we take out Val Eishes Achi Imo. That does not belong over here, because it's not true. Be'er Sheva points out that it's a Shibush Gomor. There is no Kares for Eishes Achi Imo. There's not even Malkus for Eishes Achi Imo. It's a Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. It's only Midrabanan. It's not even Chiyuv Midaraisa. So that's why they take that line out. V'al Anida, and someone who's Boel Anida. So by all of these things, they have different onshim in Beis and Shalmata, when there's Edim and Asra'a, meaning if someone is Baal an Aim or an Eshes Av or Kalasa or a Zachar or a Behema, it's Chayiv Skila, Ish Ubita, Srefa, Eshes Ish, it's Chenek, Achosa, Achosav, Achosima, Achosishto, Eshes Achiv, Eshes Achiaviv, and Nida or Ol Malkus, totally different Chayuvim when you're dealing with doing it B'mezid and Hasra'a, and Edim V'Hasra'a, but when it's bemazed without Edim V'Hasra'a, they all have in common that they are all Chayiv Kares. Now, the order of the Mishnah is that we first list the Arayos. Now we're going to list Krisos that are outside of the Parsha of Arayos. And now we're going to list in order of the type of onish that you get. So here are the ones that you'd get skila if you did it b'mezid with Edim and Asra. Hamegadif, if someone is megadif, blasphemes the name of Hashem, is mevarich as Hashem. Va'ovid avodas kachavim, or someone who worships avodas zara. Manosin mizara lamolech. Manosin mizara lamolech is very specific type of avodah zarah that he gives his child, and they are mavir the child between two pillars of fire. It's a machlokas in the Gemara whether it was typical for the child. Not in the Gemara, machlokas in the Rishonim, I think, whether it's typical for the child to die when there would be nosin mizara lamolech. Or whether they would just pass him through a fire, but it was not typical that he would die. But either way, that's a particular kind of avodah zarah. Ubal ov, or a certain type of kishuf that's done with the bone of a dead body, and it's mala the mace through the beis hashechi, through the armpit. Umechal shabbos, and if someone is mechal shabbos, so all of these things are chiyuvei skila when done with edim and asra'a. When done without edim and asra'a, they are all chayavei krisos. Now we're going to discuss those that would be chayav malkus if done with edim and asra'a, but are chayavei krisos when done without edim and asra'a. V'tami shachal kodesh, a tami person that eats carbon, it's meat of a carbon. Va'abala mikdash tameh, someone who goes into the base of mikdash while he is tameh. Va'ochel chelev, someone who eats chelev of any kosher animal, but chelev is a chayavi krisos. V'dam, or someone who eats dam. Nosar, v'nosar, someone who eats nosar. Basar kachim, that's left over after the zman achila. Different kachim have different zmanim that you're allowed to eat. Some for only yom v'layla, and then by the next morning it's ready nosar. Some for shnei yamim v'layla echad. So then by of the next day it becomes nosar. So whenever it becomes nosar, you chayiv kares for eating nosar. Upigel, someone who eats basar that was of a carbon that was nispagel, which means that when a person did shechita, kabbalah, halach, or zrika, he had a machshava to be makriv or to eat it chutz l'zmano, to have either his own achila or the achilas mizbeach happen beyond the zman that it was supposed to happen, and that therefore makes the entire carbon pigel. Vashochet umala b'chutz, someone who shech Shabbat, so whereas Makriv Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, presuming that there is a Beis HaMikdash at that time, a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash, so then you're not allowed to be Makriv Bibamos. So at a time of Isser Bamos, there is an Isser of Shchutei Chutz, of being Shochet Amal B'chutz. Va'ochel Chametz B'Pesach, one is Chayiv Karis for eating Chametz and Pesach. Va'ochel, va'osu Malacha B'Yom HaKippurim. If one either eats or does Malacha on Yom Kippur, that's also Chayav Ikrisus. Va'mefate Mes HaShemen. Someone who prepares the Shemen HaMishcha just stand because it looks like a very enjoyable oil to anoint on his skin. So he prepares a replica of the Shemen HaMishcha. V'amifatim es ha-ketores. Or someone who prepares the ketores that they would bring in the Beis HaMikdash. V'asach es ha-Shemen HaMishcha. Or someone who actually takes Shemen HaMishcha and anoints it on his body. So now we have, now that we've gotten through the Chayavei Skila and the Chayavei Malkus that are Chayav Kares, now we're go to the only two mitzvos asay for which one is chayev kares, and they are va'pesach va'amila mitzvos asay. Someone who doesn't bring a carbon pesach, or someone who's not mal es atzmo, someone who's not mal himself. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Mila, halacha aleph, the Rambam tells us that even though when a baby is born, the chiyuv of Mila is the father's chiyuv, the father is not chayiv kares for not being mal the child. At a certain point, the child becomes bar mitzvah, the chiyuv transfers to the child. If the child never takes care of that chiyuv, he's the one that's chayiv kares for never taking care of that chiyuv. It is not the father's chiyuv kares. When it comes to Karban Pesach, it's a machlokas in Maseches Pesachim, a three-way machlokas tanaim, what it takes to be chayiv kares for failure to bring a Karban Pesach. There's the Shita of Rebbe, that there's a Chiyuv Kares, whether you were Mevatel Pesach Rishon, or whether you're Mevatel Pesach Sheni, if you were mazed about any either one of them, you're Chayiv Kares, even though the other one you were only a Shogig about. I mean, you have a guy, let's say, he never heard of Pesach Sheni, so he just bemazed he didn't do Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni just never heard about. He doesn't know anything about Pesach Sheni, so he's going to be Chayiv Kares just for the Pesach Rishon, or vice versa, he was Shogig on Pesach Rishon, he didn't realize that it was Nisan, he didn't realize it was Erev Pesach, he didn't know what everyone was going crazy cleaning about, he had no idea, and then Pesach Sheni, he realizes and bemazed, he got so upset about missing Pesach, he's gonna, you know, he's not gonna bring a Pesach Sheni, either one. The Sheet of Rabbi Nosson is Chiv Kares only on Pesach Rishon, not on Pesach Sheni, and Rabbi Chananya Barakavya holds that even al Rishon, you're not going to be chayiv unless you were also mezid al Sheni. So the Gemara is going to discuss it in about a week from now, which Shita our Mishnah is assuming like, if our Mishnah is assuming like any Shita, but our Mishnah says that certainly Pesach is something you chayiv karis for. Al Elu chayiv nalazon karis fal shigaso chatas. That concludes our list of which averos for which if you do them b'mezid you're chayiv kares, and if you do them b'shogeg you're chayiv a karban chatas. So in all these averos, va'alo hoda shalahem, if someone does not have kavana to violate the isser and he doesn't know if be'emes he violated the isser or not, asham taloi. He's chayiv in Asham Taloi, except for someone who enters the Beis HaMikdash while he's tamei, or he's mitamei kadshim. In such a case, you're not chayiv in Asham Taloi, meishu ba'ol v'yored, because those averos don't have a chatos kavua when you know that you did them, but you did them b'shogeg. They have a carbon olav yored, and any time you don't have a chatos kavua, it's an olav yored, where depending on your wealth, you're going to be chayiv a different carbon. There's not going to be a Menashem Talui when you're not sure if you violated the Avera or not. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the sheet of Rav Meir. V'chachamim omrim, af ha-megadef. Even a Megadef does not bring a Karban Chatas, and therefore does not bring an Ashem Talui when it's Lo Hoda. Shenemar Torah Achas Yelechem Lo Osa B'shkaga. Yatsa Megadef She'ino Osa Maisa. Because the Chiyuv Ashem Talui, in the parsha of the Chiyuv Ashem Talui, the Torah says, it's for someone who's Lo Osa B'shkaga. Osa, meaning that he did a Maisa. A Megadef doesn't do a Maisa. So since he doesn't do a Maisa, he's not subject to the Asham Tali. What does it mean? He doesn't know whether he did an Avera. So Rashi gives several examples of Arayos, you know, where a person doesn't know. It was a dark house and he didn't know who he was Boel. It could have been his sister or it could have been his wife. He has no idea who it was. So do you bring? So in that case, he doesn't know if he even did the Avera. That would be an example of an asham talui. Okay, says the Gemara now. Minyan alamali. We focus on the very first two words of the Masechta. Shloshim v'shesh, that there are 36 chayav krisos. Why in the world do we need to be told a number of chayav krisos? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shimasan kulam v'helam echad. If b'shogeg you do all 36 of them in one period of forgetfulness, you didn't realize that you did an avera until you managed to do all 36 of these averos, chayev al kol achas v'achas. So you chayev separately for each and every one of them, you need a separate kapara for each and every avera because they are each independent averos. It sounds that it's 30, meaning that you chayev. The chiddush is that you chayev a separate carbon for each of the 36. The Aruch Hanar points out that for most of them it's not really a chiddush. The lashon is not really so meduyik. Meaning, first of all, he says it's not even true. Pesach and Mila and Megadef, according to the Chum, there is no chiyuv carbon. So there aren't 36 carbonos, because Pesach and Mila, there's not going to be a carbon. And the Tana only mentions them because we're listing all the chayav krisos shebetorah. We want to give a complete list of the chayav krisos in the Torah. So the Aruch Hanar points out that it's dafka by the krisos of arayos that there's makom to believe that you'd be chayav only one carbon on all of them. That since the Torah says kares only once about all of the arayos, I would have thought they are all one big iser, and that's what the time is coming to be mechadesh. That if you do all of the arayos within in helam echad, and where I might have thought that you're only chayiv one carbon, so that's what it tells me. No, that you're going to be chayiv separate carbonos for each of the arayos. So even though this line of the Gemara sounds like it's talking about the entire Mishnah, it's not really. It's only really talking about the arayos where there's one krisos mentioned in the Torah for all of them, so you chayiv separately for each and every one of them. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring other Mishnayos where we also mention a number, six other examples in Shas where we also mention a number, and we're going to question why it is that the number is given in these six other examples in Shas. Tosos over here on the bottom of the page in Dibra Maskelim Ute points out that we're only bringing Mishnayos that say that list things that there's no other reason why you would need a minion, why you would need a number, unless it's coming to be mema'et from the shita of some other Tana. And that's why we don't mention Arbar Rosh Hashanah Heim, because the Tana of the Mishnah over there is just trying to explain what the four Rosh Hashanah are, and to say that they're chalukim b'dineihem one from the other, that the four Rosh Hashanah have nothing to do with each other, and that each one is totally separate dinim from the other. That we don't bring the Mishnah at the beginning of Yevamos, Chamesh Asrei Nashim Potros Tzoraseyan, the Mishnah at the beginning of Kedushin, He Shenikness B'Shalosh Drachim, because over there the Mishnah is coming to be Ma'et Shitos of Amoraim, as the Gemara over there explains. Over here we're only quoting six Mishnayos that we give a number. And we're dafka coming to be mema'it shitos of Tanaim by giving the number. That's how Tosos sort of narrows it down as to why it is the Gemara narrowed it down to these six. So, frankly, Gemara, su haditnan, we have a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, avos melachos arba'im chasar achas, that there are 39 avos melachos. Minyan alamali, why does the Tana have to mention how many avos melachos of Shabbos there are? So says the Gemara, shimason kulan ve'elam echad, chayev ala kalachas ve'achas, to let me know that if you do all of the melachos that are asur in Shabbos in one period of forgetfulness, you're chayev achatos for each and every one of those melachos. Meaning, it's telling me the concept called chiluk melachos l'Shabbos. That if a person was shogeg about, he was shogeg about each and every melacha, so he's chayev v'chatos for each and every melacha. Where do I know the concept of chiluk melachos? So that's a sugya Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, that the Torah says, even though the Torah tells me you're not allowed to do any melacha, the Torah specifies lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem. It tells me specifically that you're not allowed to light a fire, you're not allowed to do havara. So there's a machlokas that comes up in a number of places in Shas. Why is it that the Torah singles out havara? Is it havara l'lav yatzas? That havara is only an exception to the normal rules of malachos all other 38 melachos yichayiv misa. Havara is only a lav. It's a regular lo sase in the Torah. So havara is an exception, or no? Havara lechalek yatzis, that havara is singled out as an example of what's true of all of the melachos. That just like yichayiv separately for havara, yichayiv separately for each and every one of the melachos. So if you assume havara lechalek yatzis, that's where you know that there's chiluk melachos by Shabbos. However, if you assume avara lelav yatzes, so then you're going to need another source. So the other source is the pasuk says va'asa me'achas mehena, that sometimes you do an avera achas and you bring hena, you bring many karbanos, and that is if you did it, you knew that it was Shabbos, but you were shogeg about the melachos, you didn't know that the melachos were aser. So you bring a karban on each and every melacha bifnei atzma. You bring a karban on each and every melacha independently. Shmuel learns from Mechalel Mos Yimas that the Torah is Mechayiv Misos Harbei Al Chilul Echad. So that since B'mezid you don't need such a limud, because we already know it from Kalos of Melacha Yumas, so we learn that it's true by Shogeg, that you bring a Korban on each and every Chilul that's B'Shogeg. The Gemara Masech Shabbos discusses how you could have such a thing, that a person is Mezid B'Kach, that he knew that it's Shabbos, but he's Shogeg about what? That he didn't know any of the malachos. So the Gemara raises the question, well, what did you know then, right? What did you know about Shabbos if you didn't know a single malacha? So that's also in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, comes up like a half a dozen times in Masechet Shabbos, that sugya of what that case even means. But this is the notion of chiluk malachos, that if you do kulam behalam echad, yichayev al kol achas va'achas. Second example, su haditnan, the fact that the Mishnah says in the second parak, arba mechusrei kapara, that there are four mechusrei kapara, which means they're not allowed to eat kachim until they bring their karban, the zav, the aledas, the mitzora. So minyan alamali. Why do I need to list that there to mention that there are four? If anyway we're listing all four, laafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, to tell me against Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Amar Chamishavu. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov believes that there are five mechusrei kapara. The correct years over here should be ditnan. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer ger mechusrei kapara. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov puts a ger on the list of mechusrei kapara. Ad Yizrak dam olav, that the dam of the carbon olav that he brings, he has to have a zrika in order for him to be allowed to eat kachim. Ahachitana arba'a, that's why the Tana says for mechusrei kapara, to tell me that we're not including the ger in mechusrei kapara. So why not though? So is it because the Tana holds, the Tana of this Mishnah holds, that a ger is not a mechusrei kapara, that a ger is allowed to eat kachim before he is zorik v'dam? So Tosus in Dibra Maskel la'afuke over here on the bottom of the page says no, not to say that the Tana disagrees with Blazim Yaakov and thinks that a ger is mutter to eat kachim before his karbanos are brought, because that's beferish, that the reason the Chum don't count, the Gemara is going to say the reason the Chum don't count a ger together with the other mechusrei kapara is only because he's different than the other mechusrei kapara in that their karban is being matter than b'achilus kachim. He has to bring his karban just to become a Jew. But they are moda that prior to bringing his karban, he's not allowed to eat kachim. It's just a technicality. It's because he's not a Jew. So that's why la'afuke. La'afuke means that the Tanakama is not cholik on the din. He's cholik on grouping it together with the other mechusrei kapara. Right? That's the major question that we have of why is it that we're allowed to be mekabel gerim? You know, we always think, oh, what are the requirements of gerim? So you need mila, tevila, kabbalas mitzvos. For a woman, just tevila and kabbalas mitzvos. That's not true. There's another requirement. There's a requirement of karbanos. There's a requirement of beis din. So what happened to all of the to the requirement of karbanos? So that the Gemara discusses why it is that we're still allowed to be mekabel gerim bizman hazeh. A third example of a Mishnah where we list a number and it's not clear why. Haditnan arba'a mevi'in ala zadon kishkaga. We're going to have a Mishnah that says that there are four averos for which, if you do the b'mezid b'shog, it doesn't make a difference. Yechayiv the same thing. Someone's baal shivcha harufa, a nazir that becomes tamei, shvuas ha'edus, shvuas ha'bikadon, all of these four, it doesn't make a difference whether you do b'mezid or b'shogeg. Shivcha harufa means you have a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschorin, that's mu'ureses to an eved ivri, that the Torah is mechayiv someone who's baal her in their carbon asham. And that's whether you did it b'shogeg, whether you did did it b'mezid, and the rest are pretty self-explanatory. So minyana lamali. So why does the Tanna have to mention them? So la'afuke means Rabbi Shimon, to tell me against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, because the Brisa tells us Rabbi Shimon Omer Shvuas habikadol no nitan zedona lekapara ahachitani arba'a. That Shvuas habikadol, someone who's, who does it b'mezid, he denies having the pikadon. He denies having mamon chavero biyado b'mezid. He's potter from karban, and that's why the Tanna says arba'a, to tell me that no, he's not. He's included in the other four. Shvuas habikadon is the same as the other three, rather, and there are therefore four things that you chayev zadon kishkaga. And then says the Gemara further, su haditnan, a fourth example where we have a number, chamisha mevin karbonach al averos harbe, that there are five cases where you bring one carbon from multiple averos. Minyan alamali, why do I need that number? Mishum to combine this seifa, because the seifa is going to want to tell us that nazir im nitma tumos harbe, that a nazir is mitame multiple times, that he brings one carbon. How do you have such a case where nazir is mitame himself multiple times and only brings one carbon? You could have such a case of a nazir that becomes tame when he keeps on becoming tame on the seventh day of his tahara process. He keeps on doing that, and then he's going to be. That's why he's going to be chayev only one karban, even though it's multiple averos. Umani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudhi, and this is assuming like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudhi, damar nazirus titara min shvi'i hu dechay la'alei, that each time he hits day seven, it begins a new nazirus of tara, and therefore it's a new iser to become tameh. So even though it's a new nazirus that he's now violating, it's still only going to be one carbon. Why is it only one carbon? Because the chiv carbon doesn't kick in till day eight. So since the chiv carbon for his previous tuma hasn't yet kicked in, and now he has a new tuma, so it's all going to be covered under one carbon, but it's still considered Nazirus Harbe, because once he hits day seven, so that's considered to be that he can now begin a new Nazirus Tahara, so it's a separate Nazirus. Because if you're going to assume like Rebbe, then this doesn't work. Even the Nazirus Tahara at Shmini Lochailele, Rebbe holds that until the eighth day, it's not even a new Nazirus. So therefore, if he becomes Tamei on the seventh day, it's just the same old Nazirus. That wouldn't be an example. It's an example of one carbon, but it's not an example of one carbon for multiple. If it keeps happening on the seventh day, according to Rabbi, what would be the case? If he keeps on becoming tamei on the seventh day, all the tumos are one tuma arucha. That's not averos harbe. If he becomes tamei on the eighth day, well, in that case, he'd be chayiv a separate carbon for each and every one. We must be assuming like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that on the seventh day his new Nazirus Tara begins, but he's not chayiv a carbon until the eighth day, and therefore if he manages within that window to become Tamei again, it's a new Nazirus, but it's still under the same carbon. Great, so my Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we have this machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? Ditanya. We have a brisa, darshan's the pasuk in Parshas Naso, v'kidesh es rosho bayomahu. So the pasuk talks about v'kidesh es rosho, that he begins his new Nazirus Tahara. So that's on bayomahu. What's bayomahu? Biyom havas karbonos of Divrei Rebbe. On day 8, the day that he actually brings his karbonos for the Tumah, that's Rebbe's Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda omer, biyom tiglachto. No, it's the day of the tiglachas, which is day 7. That's when he begins his new Nazirus Tara. Now, example number 5, says the Gemara. Su, haditnan, we have another Mishnah, chamisha mevin karbon ola v'yored, that there are 5 that bring a karbon ola v'yored. Someone who's nishva l'chavero, that he doesn't know edus. Someone who's nishva shvuas bitoy l'shaker, a tummy that eats kodesh, or is nichnas l'mikdash, b'shogeg yoledes, mitzora. So, minyan alamali, why do we need to give me the number? I can count up that it's actually 5 that are mevi and a karbon ola v'yored. Mishum dekatani seifa, the reason we need the number is because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Horios, when it talks about the 5 cases that Yechayev carbon all of Yared, that Bezin that makes a mistake and Paskins that you're allowed to violate a particular Avera, Bezin is Chayev Parhel and Dovr Shel Tzibur only if their Hora'a was about an Avera that a Yachid would bring a Chatas Kavua for violating. Not if they Paskin about an Avera that a Yachid would bring an Olav Yared. And then the Mishnah says, a Nasi Kayotzi Behen, a Nasi that violates an Avera, that the Kapar Kapara by a Yachid would be in all of Yared, does not bring his special carbon a seer of a nasi. So Tani Chamisha, that's why the Tana has the mentions the five, then you have a carbon all of Yared, La Afuke Mid Rabbi Lazar, to tell me against Rabbi Lazar, Domin Nasi Mebi Seir, who says that by the Chet of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, a Yachid does not bring a carbon all of Yared, and therefore a nasi does bring the Seir of a nasi, meaning so it has an impact on the nasi. It's important to know how many you have a carbon all of Yared for, because whatever you are chayiv a carbon olav yared for, the nasi doesn't bring a sayer for. Whatever you're not chayiv a carbon olav yared for, whatever you're chayiv a chatas kavur for, the nasi will bring a sayer. And then the sixth and final example, su'a d'tnan arba avos nezikin minyan alamli. Why do you have to mention the four avos nezikin, sharbar, mave, and hever? La'afuk emid rabbi oshia, damar sholosh esu avos nezikin. Because if you ever learn Baba Kama, you know rabbi oshia holds that there aren't four, there are 13 avos nezikin. It's easy to remember what his 13 are, because it's the original four and the fifth tashlumen of Adam HaMazik, right? Nezitzar Yibashev's Boshes, and the four Shomrim. So that's it's an easy list. Rabbi Yoshia Minyan Yavlamali. Okay, but why does Rabbi Yoshia have to mention 13? What does he need in number 4? La Fukim Rabbi Chia, Damar Esrim Varba, Avos Nezikin. That's a more challenging list to remember, but there are 24 Avos Nezikin of Rabbi Chia. You have the 13 of Rabbi Yoshia, and then 11 more. So, Rabbi Chia Minyan Yavlamali, why does Rabbi Chia have to list, why does he have to mention a number of 24? La Fuke Mosur Umefagel. Someone who's Moser, someone else's Mamon, to Gayim, or so a Kohen who's Mefagel, he has a Machshava while he's doing the Avodah of someone's Karban to eat it Chutzlas Mano, so that he ruins the whole Karban. So even though they're Chayiv B'Tashlumim, they're not listed among the Avos Nezikin, because the Avos are only Mishalim Mimetav. These Mazikim are not only Mishalim Mimetav, they're Mishalim from whatever they want. That's how, at least how Rashi explains this Gemara. Tosus points out that from the Sugya Masechet Baba Kama, it seems that the Gemara is not being Mimayit Moser Mefagel from Tashlumi Meitav. It's just that they're not mentioned because they're not, where the Mishnah doesn't want to talk about Nezikin that are Shaykh to Kodshim. And this is a Nezikin that's Kodshim related as opposed to regular Nezikin. Okay, Amar Mar. So we had just said, now revisiting the comment that Rabbi Yochanan had said in the Mishnah that Imasan Kulam Behelem Echad, Chayev al Kalachas Va'achas. If you do all 36 priests in one hell, for each and every one, you don't say that one carbon is going to pat you from all of them. Well, Mishlam apata legami lamasan. And remember, we had that point of the Aruch Lener, that the chiddush that you're chayiv separately for all of them is not really needed for most of the cases in the Mishnah. The chiddush is about the arayos, because by the arayos, it only really said one. So, Mishlam apata legami lamasamrit. I understand very well when you violate all the only some of the Asura arayos that are mentioned in the parsha, that you can't say that you're put from a carbon until you do all of them. That it says if you do mikol, you don't do kol hatoev v'seila, you're going to be chayiv kares, and therefore a chatas if you do b'shogeg on any number of them. But the havamina is that just like if you violate one of them, you're only chayiv one carbon, so too if you violate multiple, you should only be chayiv one carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan lekach yotza karis b'achos lechalik. That's why the Torah singles out one of the arayos with an additional mention of a chayiv kares to tell me that just like you're chayiv kares separately for achoso, you're chayiv kares separately for each and every one of the arayos. So Masra Bibi Barbayi ema achoso de pirat kra nechayiv chadala v'kulan kivin de behelam echad lo nechayiv alachas. How do you know achoso is being megala on the entire category of arayos? Maybe achoso is an exception. That achoso, where the Torah says you chayiv kares, that's its own chayiv kares. All the other arayos where it doesn't say a chayiv kares, they're all, you're only going to be chayiv once for all of them if you do them all behalam echad. So that's the Gemara's question. So Rabbi Bar Abaye, how do you ask such a question, Rabbi Bar Abaye? Me, Lesle, Adad, Tanya, Kol Dov Shei B'chol V'yatza Min HaKlal, Lamed Al Lamed Al Atzmi Yatza, Lamed Al Kol Kul Yatza, right? The words slip right off the tongue. But what does it mean? That any time you have something that was part of a broader category, and the Torah took it out of that category to specify something about it, it's not about it! It's about the entire category. So if the Torah is taking achoso and saying that you have courage for achoso, it's not only about achoso, it's about all the arayos. Where we have an example, ketzad. You have another example, nefesh shetoch al basar, that a person who eats basar, shlomim, betuma, is chayiv kares. Shlom is just an example of kachim. V'loma yatsu, why is it singled out? Lahakish aleyen. Ma shlom shem kachim is be'a chayiv an aleyen. Av kol shem kachim is be'a chayiv an aleyen. Yatsu kache bedek habayis. That only kachim is be'a chayiv an, but not kache bedek habayis. But you see that there is this principle. So Amar Lach Rabibi Barabaye Umina, he says, no, that's my exact point. Lav mi'amrit hasam yatsu kache bedek habayis. Over there we said it's got to be similar to the example. And so shlamim is like kachem is vet. It's not like kachem betekabayis. So chinami, what's similar to achoso? Ma achosim yuchedashi erva ve'in laheter b'chayi osra. Achoso is an erva, and there's no heter to that erva when the person who creates that iser is alive. Af kol shein laheter b'chayi osra. So I agree. All the arayos where there's no heter, while the person that creates the Yisr is alive, you should be chayiv separately for Yatsa Eishas Ish, Yesh Lehetar B'chayiv Baila. But the real question is, why are you chayiv separately for Eishas Ish? There is a Heter B'chayiv Baila if they get divorced. So it really shifts the question around a lot. The question is not about a whole category of arayos. The question is why Eishas Ish is chayiv separately and is not included together with the other arayos. B'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Yonah tomorrow.